you have a guy like a Jameis Winston who's running just about time to make the throw. And Russell does the same thing, but he also runs to run. You know what I mean? And he picks up crucial first down. So, you know, it's on guys like JPP, Carey, and myself and Dalvin to keep him inside and, you know, force him to make throws from in the pocket.
Is the biggest danger when you're trying to rush the passer of this nature that you don't get too aggressive with the pass rush because you need to know that he's going to take off?
Yeah, exactly. And he does a great job of keeping his eyes downfield, but also he keeps his eyes on the defensive lineman. So, you can't always think you got them. If it looks that easy, it's not what you think. So we just got to do a great job of attacking.
Then you got your first sack of the season, I believe, last week. I mean, do you feel like you're kind of hitting your stride as far as getting into a groove?
No, I wouldn't say that. Kerry Wynn just did a good job of coming inside and making it happen for me. It wasn't anything that I did special.
I know that was something you wanted to do more of. You wanted to rush the passer, maybe get some more sacks. I mean, is it how people are playing you? I mean, what do you think has kind of gotten in the way so far of that?
I mean, I've been close. I just haven't been able to finish the play. So I can't really attribute it to one thing. But, you know, I just got to keep at it. I can't give up.
What does that change for you as a defensive?
Well, you got to be smart how you rush. You know, a lot of the quarterbacks who can't run, you know, you can be aggressive in running up the field, trying to make them step up. But a guy like Russell Wilson, you have to keep him in the pocket because he makes a lot of throws when he's running the ball. And, you know, it's really something to see half the time when you watch the film and, you know, the guy's letting him out the pocket and they hit him and he's still completing throws. So we just have to eliminate that.
How about the deep drop he has?
Say that again?
How about that deep drop that he has?
I haven't really noticed it.
Damon, what do they lose? I mean, Jockle, I think, is not going to play this week. I mean, how does that line change without him in that lineup?
I can't really say. I'm not in the room with him.
Based on what you see, I mean, did he come faster or anything like that?
I don't know. I can't really say.
What does Britt do for them in the center? I think he's kind of the strongest point in the line.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the better centers in the NFL. He does a great job of getting everybody lined up, you know, making line calls, checking plays, checking run plays, getting the pass protection right. And he's a big, aggressive guy who can also move. So, you know, it'll be a tough challenge for me this week.
That sounds like you, though, being aggressive guy. Like
that. No, man, I'm a big, slow guy who can't move. I just stay in one spot.
He had some moves on that sack.
Man, Kerry made that happen. I didn't do anything. You got to watch it again. I literally didn't do anything.
No, you jumped in the air. Got higher than I could.
You got to do a snack dance, man.
Did the altitude help a little bit with it?
No, it was weighing me down.
Snacks, when you're handling double teams and standing your ground, is that technique or are you relying on your strength?
A little bit of both and relying on the linebacker to come in and make the play because if I'm taking on two in the double team, somebody is free. So sometimes you got to just sit there and take the double team without trying to get off and making the play, knowing that one of your teammates will be there. And if one of the linemen do come off, you know, it's my job to make the play. So it's a little bit of both.
How much, if at all, is there relief now that you guys have the one win in the bank as opposed to the pressure of being winless? Does that make much difference psychologically?
No, not at all. We still have to prepare the same. You know, win or lose, we got a job to do.